Welcome back to the New Home Real Estate Show. I'm Alan Kruger with Keller Williams Elite Realty. Joining me on the phone is Susan Zanders with Verico Zanders & Associates Mortgage Brokers. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Hi, Al. Thank you for having me back.
Right off the top, Susan, what's this OSFI we sometimes hear about? OSFI, isn't that the Montreal Canadiens mascot? No, wait, that's Yuppie.
No, it is not a bird either. So OSFI is, it stands for, well, we've heard about a lot about it, maybe not so much our clients, but we're all impacted by it. OSFI stands for the Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions Canada. So they're the ones that oversee the lending rules for the banks and the mortgage insurers throughout Canada. And these new rules, there's been discussions and numerous things that have happened over the years. It all sort of started back in 2007 when we had this financial crisis, and we started looking at sort of what were the internal principles and standards and things around residential mortgage loans and lending, and you know, how is that going and how is it going to impact our economy and our lending practices, and you know, we were going to have the same thing that the U.S. was having, and so on and so on. So they started to evolve with this, and they looked at it, the sort of like the standards and the rules and regulations about around the lending rules. One of the things that they did go ahead and implement was back in 2012, and they came up with guidelines that affected the federal regulated financial institutions known as banks. That was impacted at that time, but what they didn't do is they didn't really impact the mortgage insurers. With 25% down, we used to be an insured mortgage. Then that changed, and we went to a 20% down, and you would become insured. There are lenders out there that do insure your mortgage that even if you have 25% down, or even 30 or 35%, your mortgage would still be insured. So these new rules coming in are going to impact those lenders as well. So what they started looking at was they started preparing the rules and sort of around that. And actually, they were supposed to come in effect at the end of May. But what's happened now is that the lenders and the insurers have been sort of working on the back end to implement some of these things. And it looks like they're not going to be fully implemented till the end of the year. That's a TBA that we've just found out. So these rules that are affecting the insurers now, there's some principles, and they've kind of got this draft that was done up. And there's sort of six principles that they've looked at. And in general, the summary is this, that the insurer, which would be like CMHC or Canada Guarantee or Genworth, these are the three insurers in Canada, that they should have a comprehensive residential mortgage underwriting plan. They should have standards that initially assess and qualify the mortgage lenders, so looking to see what their rules and their guidelines are there. And they should have a prudent underwriting criteria, which characterizes things such as, you know, what they're going to allow within the guidelines for those lenders. They should periodically assess those things. They should periodically assess and validate the underwriting system of the lender and the models. And that they should have an effective portfolio, like a risk management practice, so that if they need to adjust their underwriting criteria, then they can do so. So they kind of put it kind of in black and white in paper. There is a draft form of this out. It's available on the net. It's kind of wordy. But that's kind of the gist of what I took from it. So these new rules are looking to be implemented by the end of the year, and the lenders and insurers are ensuring that they're doing everything they know in anticipation of the changes. So really, what does that mean to our clients? Besides the volume that we've got going on right now and the spring market, as you know, Al, you're the realtor, really busy. So we're seeing the volume on the back end with the mortgages. And so for our clients, it means, you know, really when you're writing that offer, try to get a little bit more time in that subject to financing clause, just because there is things happening on the lender's back ends and at the insurer level as well that are maybe slowing things down a little bit.
So it's taking them longer because they have more checks that they have to go through.
More checks and more, you know, where we could see things that would be okay before, like, you know, there is kind of, okay, this application is very strong in many areas. You know, we can sort of say that's okay. It's sort of a check and balance. But now they're going, well, no, this is where we're going with this. And, you know, you need to rewrite that file, and there's not an exception to be had here. So I think what's happening is this internal adjustment is going on, and it's just taking a little bit more time, and they're trying to be more, you know, following guidelines, and it's just an adaptation at this point.
So what can you do to help make things go a little smoother?
So what we try and do is we hear someone's looking for a home. We say, let's take a look at your whole picture right now and take a snapshot of it and see what you need to do, if there's anything you need to clean up or be ready with. So a good consultation would be my advice to anyone listening today, and say, you know, go into your lender or your broker and sit down with them and say, look, we're looking at going to be looking at a home in the fall or whenever you want to look, and can we take an analysis of it right now and see if there's anything we can do to improve our situation to make sure that we're going to get approved on this. So get advice about their current situation. For example, credit, and I know you talked about this last week, but for instance, you know, just taking a look at that credit bureau and seeing, you know, if the balances are too high, or, you know, get them down a little bit, start saving a little bit more money and putting money into that savings account, accumulating a little bit more net worth, so some savings, tax-free savings, GICs, show that you've got capacity to save, because they're looking at a whole picture of things too. Being prepared with job letters. A lot of the lenders are now asking for a job letter within 30 days of your offer being written, but it's not a bad idea to get that job letter now, even though you're looking further, just to see what's going to be on there. If it says, you know, you're only guaranteed 30 hours a week, and you thought, well, you're working 40, that you're guaranteed them, but your job letter is only saying 30, well, that's definitely going to impact the numbers that we can use for income qualification. And then have all your papers ready. Like, just start accumulating. You'll be getting your notice of assessments back in the mail now. Put those aside, because your lender's going to need them, especially if you work overtime. They may look at a two-year average of your notice of assessments if you've been on that same job for 2 years or longer, and, you know, that might show more than your actual income, but you've got it. So those are good things to keep. And then just work with your lender or your banker. And typically what we do is we let our clients know as soon as they write their offer that we've sent it into the lender. We'll keep them and the realtor in the loop so that they know what's going on. And we like to get it out as soon as possible, because we don't want any delays on our end, because we know that sometimes we're on the insurer's delay or on a lender's delay or maybe an appraiser. So the longer you can have, the better. I mean, talk with your realtor about that, because that's really important to make sure you get the dates okay and that everybody's happy with that. Yeah, just work together with your lender or your broker on that and make sure everything's in place before you go out the door with you.
What you're saying is to have a plan. Sit down with a mortgage broker, get all of your documents ready, have all of your ducks in a row, so when the time comes and you find that perfect home, you can pull the trigger.
Exactly. That's so true.
Susan, if somebody would like more information, if they're looking for a new mortgage, how can they reach you?
You can reach us at 604-461-8063. That's our Lower Mainland number. And if they're listing outside of the area, we have a toll-free for all of BC and Yukon, 1-877-638-3688. Or they can go on our website, which is vericozanders.com.
Thanks for your time, Susan.
Thank you very much, Al.
Susan Zanders with Verico Zanders & Associates Mortgage Brokers, and you're listening to the New Home Real Estate Show on 98.7 CKPM-FM.